Symetra Tour, and our guest today is Sarah Hoffman. She's with the Symetra Tour. Mm-hmm. She's competing. How you doing, Sarah?
I'm doing
good. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
So you joined the tour. This is your first full year then?
Yeah, this is my first full season. I've had a few select events, but nothing where I've been able to kind of plan out my whole schedule, weeks in advance.
Pretty, nice. So pretty exciting now, huh?
Yeah,
pretty exciting to be on this tour, have a chance to be in the LPGA. And where are you from then?
Michigan.
Oh, go Wolverines.
Yeah, there you go. Go Blue.
Go Blue. And then you went to school where? Grand Valley?
I went to school at Grand Valley University, State University in Grand Rapids. I graduated in 2013 with my nursing degree. Worked as a nurse at, they call it Michigan Hospital.
So you've been out of school for 6 years. And have you been playing golf all that time then?
No, I worked as a nurse for 2 years, and then I went contingent and then went to Q school for the first time in 2016. And just had a little bit of bumpy road getting here, but I'm finally here and trying to make the most of it.
Hard to get just even the Symetra Tour is hard to get. The next step, obviously getting down the LPGA, mm-hmm. the top 10 moving on. So how are you doing so far? You're doing pretty well?
So far we've had 11 events. I've played in 10 and I've made the cut in 7.
That's
so
good.
Before that I've played 5 events and I hadn't made a cut before this year. So I'm pretty happy with how I'm doing. Top 60 on the money list, I think. So trying to get to the top 35 and to get exempt into Q Series and then top 10, get their full LPGA Tour card next year. So that's 10. The ultimate goal, of course.
So if you win this weekend, that goes a long ways.
That goes a long way, yep.
Because I know they've upped the payout now compared to, I think winner gets $30,000. The purse is like $200,000.
Mm-hmm, $200,000. And, I mean, the average purse we were playing for a few years ago was only $106,000, and I think it's up to about $160,000 now. So the Symetra Tour has done a great job.
It's gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
Eat a little bit on the tour. Yeah.
Yeah, and this week for sure, we have free food Tuesday through Sunday. So it's the Island Resort and Casino does a great job hosting us, and we have a lot of fun
there.
They
take care of you out there, and they put on a great show, and the course is incredible, isn't it? You like that course?
Yeah, the course is in great shape. I've only seen 9 holes so far, but from what I've seen, it's a great challenge, and it's going to reward some good shots and might make you get a little creative on some wayward shots. So
you really haven't played it then, huh?
No, just 9 holes.
Okay.
So
it'll be fun. It's a great show that these ladies put on. And, you know, every year we talk about it, it's like there's not a whole lot of difference between Symetra girls, gals that play compared to the LPGA. They say there's like a half a stroke difference in a lot of it.
Yeah, I think it's, I think I could hit a shot as well as any of them, but their bad shots are maybe a little bit more consistent. You know, it's not how good the good ones are, it's how good the bad ones are.
Yeah, I think that you see that on any level.
Yeah.
Of golf that are the making ones that can be more consistent, especially when the pressure's on.
Of course. Yeah.
So how long have you been playing golf in your life, Sarah?
Since I was 5. Unfortunately, 24 years because I'm getting up there now.
But that's amazing. You started playing golf when you're 5. I was still playing with Tinker Toys at 5.
Yeah.
And so what made you think that maybe you could go pro someday?
I just kept on. I never felt like I had reached my peak. I luckily still feel like I haven't quite reached my peak, and it's just one of those games where even if you have a bad day, you're coming back to the course and you visualize that shot, and you know if you could do that every time, then you could be, you know, shooting lower and lower. So I'm very, very competitive, and I haven't quite been satisfied yet in the game.
You know,
so
what's cool about it too is that most of the women that are on the Symetra are probably going to be, younger 20s, something like that.
Yeah, of course.
But it's cool that you have a dream and you're following it and you're still young enough to enjoy it and you can get out there. And, hey, if you have a great year, then we're going to be watching you on TV. Wait a second. That looks like Sarah there. Is that her?
Yeah, it's great. And then in the off season, I still work as a nurse. So I've been able to support my whole career by myself.
Yeah,
which I
it's kind of neat that you went that route, because a lot of people come right out of college. They'll go right into Symetra. And then they kind of need some help and sponsors or what to get through it. So
sponsors are mom and dad. So I think mm-hmm. my parents appreciate that I have been able to self-fund my journey.
And then also, you've been staying up here, I'm guessing?
I'm staying at the Island Resort and Casino Lodge.
So you don't have a host family?
I got a host family, but I heard a lot of the girls like to stay, and the casino puts on a great event, so it's almost like we're warm again this week. Just call up your friends and go out to dinner. And
so you get to know a lot of these people that are on the tour then, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, since my first full season, I've got to know a lot more girls, and, you know, everyone's going after the same goal, but outside the golf course, we've become really good friends.
I don't know how many countries, but there's people from all over the world, right?
Yeah, there's 36 countries represented this week. Usually it's over 30 every week, so it's great.
Yeah, it's an amazing event. If you want to go this weekend, Friday, you get your $10 ticket. You can go watch Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They have the cut on Saturday, I believe, right?
Yep, after Saturday's round, the top 60 in ties will move on to the Sunday.
And you made 7 of 10, so we're rooting for you, Sarah, especially because she's from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Yep.
And we certainly wish you the best. Anything else you want to tell us this morning?
I think that pretty much covers it. Come out and watch. It'll be a good time. I think it's great weather. So.
Yeah, wear your Go Blue, wear your M, and root for Sarah and everybody else. There's amazing, you know, everybody's so wonderful. The women are so friendly. People can come up and approach them, the kids, and get autographs. It's just a user-friendly where people feel, you know, you don't get many events like this where you can go do that, you know?
Yeah, we're just the community for the community support, and we love to have the kids out there and try and grow the game. So,
well, thank you very much, Sarah. Good luck to you this
weekend. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thanks. 90-